All right, so we got Young People in Recovery presents Harmony on the Hudson. It's a music celebration of recovery, hope, and possibilities. It takes place Sunday, September 18th, at Henry Hudson Riverfront Park. This will be from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. So come out, support. We have Yushabelle here, and we have two members of the program that are going to talk about the program, why it's important for you to come out to the event, and, you know, let's go.
Let's go. So, Yush, talk about the actual program. How do you guys come up with the idea to have the program? How many people are involved, and is it grassroots?
It is grassroots. Okay. It's a national grassroots advocacy organization. Pretty much set in place to like give people who are seeking recovery the resources, you know, they need to get their feet back, you know, get themselves situated again, like, you know, for housing or education or employment or what have you. You know, they lose focus and sometimes they lose guidance and forget how to do all this stuff. So, you know, we're in place to help them. We're big advocates, so on political level, so, you know, things that they don't have the energy to even put forth when they're just solely focusing on trying to recover and stay sober and things of that nature, they don't have the energy to put into advocating on a political level, and that's where people like us come in. And there's not anything recovery related other than Twin Counties, and that's the outpatient clinic that we have. We have the residential program for the men's in Hudson, and Twin Counties has the outpatient clinic in Catskill. But as far as Columbia County, that's it. So a group of us had started our own grassroots program called The Way Out. And from there, we saw real quick how you need funds and resources and all that kind of stuff that we didn't have. We did that door-to-door craziness, and it worked for a little bit. But then we had someone from Young People in Recovery, the CEO, come to us and say, hey, listen, I have all that. If you merge with us, you know, we will give you all that kind of stuff you need. Mm-hmm. And so The Way Out had to change their name to Young People in Recovery, you know, politics. So that's how we came.
It's just a different chapter, like a Hudson
chapter. There's different chapters. When we first started, there was only like 13. Now there's like, how many would you say? There's a lot. They're like all over. We were the first New York chapter.
Oh, okay.
We were the first New York chapter. Now, how many New York chapters? There's Binghamton. There's Amsterdam. I think there's a Rhode Island one. But we were the first New York one.
So do you get your clients, per se, through referrals? Or can people just walk in?
They're not clients. They're either members or supporters.
Okay.
And so, like, we don't see anybody on a clinical level. We just come, talk, figure out how we can like better the community as far as like outreaching to people and getting them to be a part of us. To we do workshops. We have a bunch of people in it that are in recovery and go to schools and speak to the students and things of that nature and educate them. We believe in all pathways to recovery, not just one. Mm-hmm. So we anything that will help you recover, we're all about. And we have
Is there resources for recovery? I think that's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Like, let's say if I know someone that, you know, that's fighting addiction. Resources for recovery?
Very little, especially in, we're in a dry spot. That's what we call a dry spot. And what we're trying to do is, I guess, make it wet.
Yeah, yeah. She said that. It wasn't the guys. We didn't say that.
Stop it. I can't. We're trying to bring all those things that we need here because it's getting worse and worse, man. And there's just not enough of it.
So everybody that's involved has already, well, I guess recovery is something that is a lifetime, right?
Right.
So they've already been through the clinical part and all that, and they're in a position where they can now be mentors to help out.
Mm-hmm.
So someone that might be fresh going through recovery or attempting to recover, you would have to sub them out somewhere else.
No, they can still come. You know, even if just to come and get inspired by what we do to you know what, let me, you know, clean up or, you know, we help them. Well, we would help, try to help them, you know, give them the resources to get themselves clean. Mm-hmm. But it's for anybody who wants to be in recovery.
Okay.
You know, So we have a lot of different kind of people. We have people in recovery. We have people who are not in recovery, but they're just support recovery. Family members. We have parents. We have board members. We have who else? Policymakers. Yeah. You know, different walks of life kind of deal. So you don't have to be young or in recovery to be part of Young People in Recovery.
Okay. It's,
the name is deceiving, and that was one of my things when we voted from The Way Out to Young People in Recovery. I was like, wait a minute now. You know, people are going to be deceived by that, and they're not even going to bother to look into it because they're going to think you have to be young or in recovery. But it is what it is.
But they had 501c3, and you needed it. No.
Yeah. So,
oh my God,
what would you say like is needed right now in Hudson? Because if you look in, you know, like Mobile Patrol or things like that, like there's so many people getting arrested for addiction and things like that. What do you say is missing, you know, from the city right now?
There's a whole lot missing. Like I said, the only thing we have is the outpatient clinic. There's no detoxes. The closest detox is 45 minutes away.
Mm-hmm.
Inpatient. A lot of people decline treatment recommendations to go inpatient because it's 45 minutes away. They have families and things of that nature. Laura, you want to come up here and you want to tell me what your first? Am I allowed to introduce them? Let them come on and introduce them? Okay. Laura, you want to come introduce them then?
Can you talk into Mike? If you're going to introduce somebody, introduce everybody. Scorpion.
What do you want me to say? Oh, hey, I'm Lori. I am a long person in long-term recovery, and what that means for me is I have not had to use a drink or a self-prescribed drug in the last 4 years.
Hold on, we got rules.
We got to give you the clap for that.
Okay. Yeah, no dead air.
Yeah.
So the first time that I wanted help or to get help, I was 21. I'm 27 now. I went to treatment, but felt as if though like there wasn't much here. So I went to a rehab out in Rhinebeck, and they kind of turned me away. So I actually ended up voluntarily putting myself into treatment at Twin Counties, which actually was something I really needed, and it worked out for me. Something I feel like we lack as a community is a solution-based focus on, like, what we can actually do rather than focusing on, like, negativity and, like, the stigma that's attached to addiction. I think the main thing that we as people need to kind of, like, open our minds to is that there are people around you that are doing good things that can give back, and you yourself, if you're not actually in recovery, can do the same things as well. I think we need to be more on the same page, and I feel that as a chapter for YPR, that's what we're trying to do. Like, our event is going to link all the resources that are here, you know? Like, a lot of people don't even know what's around here. Mm-hmm. And as a chapter, me personally, as a member, I've been attending community forums that Chatham, Ichabod, or Valencia, and now Kinderhook are having. The community members want to link the resources in the community because so many people are dying and things are bad. And I think it's something that needs to maintain. Like, I think the focus should be like, how do we maintain consistency on like what we can do to better improve, you know, access to treatment or just getting people resources they need. A lot of stuff's changing now and we're involved with that, but we want to be able to give that back to the community like you guys, you know, so we're here to give you what you need.
Hold on 1 second. I want to ask you a question. Normally, when we have discussions like this, we bring on some known myths. And, you know, these are myths that people think, and either you tell me it's a myth, and or you say, no, it's a fact or whatever. So I'll throw some things out. And one of the things I saw on Facebook, people were saying, as a question, it said, drug addiction is a choice or is it a disease? Which one and why?
If you actually educate yourself a little bit.
Wait, that's why I got you here. Okay, now look, now one now thing. Look,
yeah, you started to act like you Chappelle now. I'm with you now. You can't be coming at a co-host here.
What thing you ain't going to do?
Really, like it's been proven by scientists and like all kinds of research. If you actually Google, like, is addiction a disease? It is a proven disease. Just like if somebody were to have cancer, you're not going to tell them, oh, well, it's your choice that you have cancer. Go and figure out how to help yourself.
Well, and you know, I play devil advocate on this show. Cancer sometimes is habitual, you know. Not habitual, I'm sorry. Because now she made me nervous. It's hereditary. Because I was going to yell at you. Because I thought she swung at me, dog. She swung at my hand.
She did. I had you, dog. I was here.
But the thing about it was I was setting her up with a good question. I was like, they miffed.
She came with you, Chappelle. Like, what do you expect?
She said, if you educate yourself. And I you threw me off. But no. But some say that it's hereditary, that cancer is hereditary. And I'm only playing devil's advocate because a lot of people think this way, so we're just getting it out and we have a conversation. People think that drug use is a choice, like you choose to use. Mm-hmm. Do you feel that way? And if not, please explain to the listeners why it's not that way.
I feel like everybody has a choice, but if you have the disease of addiction, like even after you make that choice, it's happened. Like you gotta like know, or like I said, like education's huge. Like a lot of people are like not educated with the whole facts about everything. I mean, I've been going to school for 10 years now, and I've been I went to Hudson Valley for a little while, did a lot of chemical dependency classes and stuff, and like it's proven that, you know, addiction is a disease, but there are solutions and ways to help people when they want help. Now, another thing people struggle with is like trying to make people get help when they don't want it yet, you know. And like, I know it's a really difficult topic, but I'm sure a lot of people can relate to it. I think that you kind of gotta be there for people when they're ready, because just like you were talking about how a lot of, you know, mobile patrol and like all these people in jail, like those people not in jail might not necessarily be ready for help. Mm-hmm. You know, but we gotta be there. That's why YPR is trying to make it known that like we're here, we're in the community, we're trying to be a part, and like when people are ready to, you know, take the step to get the help, we're willing to help you, you know, start living your life and doing the things you need to do for yourself.
Okay, now listen, don't attack me again, because I only get one. I have a sheet of paper. No, keep her here. I want to talk to her. I have a sheet of paper, and all it is discussion, because some of these things have to come out. Mm-hmm. And I don't believe in them, but we do it to all our guests, and it's a good way to get information out, and plus first-hand information. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm reading. I didn't
got
write
you,
these.
I got right. you.
Don't question my intelligence. All right, here it is. If you have a stable job and family life, you're presumed not to be addicted to anything. Like, meaning that if you can pertain your work life, like you
functional,
know. Functional. Yeah. So is that true, false, myth? No dead air.
Okay. So I'm going to answer that in 1 second. I'm going to say for the question that you said before, I think that she, when she said if you educate, I don't think she was like saying it to you. I think she was saying generally speaking.
No. Hold on.
It's the tone. It was just tone.
It's two different things here. And this is what we do. One, I know she wasn't meaning it like that, but I felt it was a good way to be funny, mm-hmm. to get some of the pressure off. So that's what we do in radio. I know you only rap. We do radio. So that's what we do. So I knew it wasn't
personal. Bang.
So I knew it wasn't personal, but it's just good for laughed, and it takes some of the pressure off. And she laughed, and she had a good time.
But I did want to speak on it and say that I think it's both, and I think it's definitely a choice. And, you know, even if people don't want to admit it, that it's a disease, it's definitely you can't hide the fact that it is a health issue for sure. And so that part you can't run from. And it's like the same thing if somebody came in with diabetes and they know they have diabetes and their doctor says, don't eat this, don't do that. And yet you leave and still make the choice to eat that stuff you weren't supposed to eat. Are you going to turn them away and not give them their medical attention that they need? Mm-hmm. Yet they'll do this, you know, they'll question those who are, you know, addiction in a completely different, it's like a health issue. So you shouldn't deny them their treatment mm-hmm. or look down on them because they made the choice to go back out and use. You know what I mean?
No, you're right.
You're yeah, because when Ray got diabetes, yeah. when he eats cookie cake and
cookie
stuff
cake,
like that.
Yeah.
We don't look down on him, but exactly, we but right? we support him and we also yell at him.
Yeah, but, like Ray, why you eat the cookie cake, bro? You know you're not supposed to eat the cookie cake.
But going back to the current question, what was the current question again?
you see?
Oh, man, don't judge me.
Yeah, the pause. I was like, oh,
there it is.
The question, and I don't even gotta look at the paper, Ray. I got a memory. The question was. If someone's able to obtain a stable work life and a family, are they not, as she said, are you a functional, you know, they're functional. Sorry. Like, let's take my grandmother, for example. My grandmother, she drank beer every day. But she got up at 4 o'clock in the morning, went to work, never went to work drunk. But after work, she would drink. I would have considered her an alcoholic.
Mm-hmm.
But she never got to the point. She never got to the point where she was sloppy drunk. Mm-hmm. You know, she was always in control.
Because that was her norm. She had a tolerance for it.
But she had a tolerance, but it was clockwork. Mm-hmm. At this time, she had to have her beer. Mm-hmm. To the point where, when I was younger, we were able to go to the stores. You guys have messed everything all up. We can go to the store at 7 years old and get beer. And I would go to the store and get her beer.
Right.
So now, and nowadays, in clinical ways, she would be
considered an alcoholic.
Mm-hmm. But here, they're saying, is that a myth? Or because you can... Maybe because you can mass it and still be able to function in society, does that mean you're not an addict compared to an addict that just, you know, hits the bottom?
No. When you develop a dependence on a drug, you are, I don't want to say an addict, but that's what they would consider, you know, someone. So if, like, you can't, if every day you have to take this, whether you're functional, whether you go to work or not, if you are physically dependent on this drug, mm-hmm. you are addicted.
I think that also there's a lot to the disease of addiction. Like, there's a lot of factors involved, like choices, behaviors, actions, views. Everybody has their own truth, right? So I see, like, how I see myself, I'm going to sit here and admit that, you know, I'm an addict and an alcoholic because that's what I say and believe myself to be. But if your grandmother say, you're not going to make her see it anyway than what she sees it as, even though clinically or,
right.
like, you know, educational wise, like, whatever, you know, like, you're going to put it in that sense. But, like, everybody has their own truth. Like, I mean, I was functioning for a long time when I was using, and I, you know, I worked to, you know, feed my habit. Mm-hmm. And that's the only reason why I was functioning, was because I knew I had to in order to do that. But then it got to a point when I wasn't able to do it anymore.
Okay. So if I can, there's a level where you can maintain, but eventually you might hit a slope where you're going to go down. And an addict is an addict, whether you're functioning or not. Like,
right.
everybody starts
yes.
out the same. Per se, but you're going to hit that slope.
Yeah, at some point or another. Everybody has different bottoms, too. Like, I've met some people whose bottoms were super awful. They lost everything in their life and, you know, had to regain everything in their life again. You know, family, house, car, whatever. I literally had an emotional bottom where I felt, you know, deprived of myself and my life. So I decided to do things differently because I wanted to feel different. I mean, there's just a lot of ways to go about it. Everybody has their own journey. That's something that needs to be respected, too. A lot of people don't see it. They kind of categorize it all in the same category, but everybody has their own path. And okay. everybody can get sober in a different way, you know?
Okay, so what I want you guys to do is I want you to shout out your event, and then I want you to shout out how people can get in touch with you, and then we do this thing called 530 Freestyle, and we want you guys to stay and participate in that. And like I said, most of the time when we have these, like, heart-touching conversations, we like to mix it up with laughter because, you know, this is reality. This mm-hmm. is not something that, you know, we just making up. This is reality. Like, Yus is, like, we joke with her, but she's a friend of ours. Like, we've been so we care about this, but at some time, you know, we just don't want to talk about, you know, we want to mix it up a little bit.
Yeah, that's the whole reason why we're having a celebration.
Yeah, listen,
Sorry.
You like one of the worst MCs I know.
I should know this better. You should know better than that. But that's the whole reason why we had the celebration or the event to celebrate recovery, because most often you hear the bad side and the bad part about addiction, and we know it, we get it, it's ugly, but it's possible to recover, and we want to give that a moment, you know, shine the light on that.
Okay, before you do that, let's make a pact.
Okay.
Y'all, you guys, you ready to hear me out? Hear me out now.
Yeah.
You ready?
Silent but scary. I'm a little worried. Right? There's a third person in the room. With them. They've been silent but scary. So
listen. So here's our pack. You guys' event is this Sunday, right? From 12 to 4. One of us will make sure that we're at that event to see you and to support. We ask one thing. The following Saturday at 10 a.m. is a suicide out of darkness walk.
We're there.
And we would love to see you guys there to walk with us.
Oh, we already, we have a table. We're going to have a table there.
Let me give y'all the clap. I got another deal. That one didn't work. I got something. I got something better. No, I just wanted to make sure that everybody gets out. Because, you know, it's hand in hand. And that's a great way to meet other people that's doing good things and stuff like that.
Yeah.
All right. Your event.
Yes.
When is it?
This Sunday.
Where at?
September 18th, down at the waterfront, 12 to 4. Mm-hmm. There's going to be live entertainment. I'll be performing. Anise will be performing. A lot of local acts will be performing.
Okay.
Some I haven't seen. Some I've seen a million times and never get tired of it. So there'll be food vendors. There'll be speakers. Caitlin, actually, who you haven't heard from yet today, will be one of our speakers.
Okay.
There's going to be chair massages, face paint.
Sweet.
A clown with balloons, all that stuff.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
That's new.
So what about if anybody is interested in helping you guys out, or, you know, how do they get in contact with you guys?
You can email us at yprhudson@gmail.com.